Hello, this is David Snyder, President of Baptist International Missions Incorporated, welcoming you to today's broadcast of Moments for Missions under the direction of our Vice President, Dr. J.B. Godfrey.
Well, it's Friday morning already, and here I am in the studio again, and I have with me Missionary Noah Bake, and we've been talking this week about it, and his family and their call of God to go to Uganda and reach over into Democratic Republic of the Congo. So they're on deputation, but Noah, when you get your support raised up and you and your family go out there, give us a little bit of a picture of what your goals are when you arrive on the field.
So when we first get there, we're going to be partnering with another missionary. Anytime that you go to, especially to the third world and somewhere else, you have a lot of cultural things that you have to learn, the things you have to deal with. Even if you have some experience, it's very hard to just go all out on your own. You'll be overwhelmed quickly. We're going to partner with another missionary for a while, and then after a year or two, we plan to plant a church among a group of pygmies that lives right on the border of Congo. And that is, I believe, is the opening act of what we want to do. We really want to try to get the gospel into the jungle. The jungle is huge. It spans six countries. It's 80% unexplored. And there are pygmies laced all over the place, and it's splinter tribes and groups that are everywhere. And they really have a hard time. They're dwelling with other non-pygmy Africans. And what I would really like to do is see pygmies that have been trained up in the gospel that we can send to other pygmy tribes. I'd like to get where we move into Congo and we live in the jungle a little bit, and we're trying to reach tribes that are near us and sending them out to places that I can't physically go for whatever various limitations that may be there. We want to do what we can to get the gospel where it's inaccessible to people of our ethnicity.
So one or more languages that you're looking at?
The language issue is very complicated in this part of the world. This first tribe we're going to work with, I don't know the exact number of languages that they speak, but I think it's in the ballpark of 10. And, you know, it becomes a struggle trying to decide which language to try to learn. And then you got to think down the road, if we end up moving into Congo, then you have another set of languages. So what I can say is that French will be necessary at one point. Swahili will probably be necessary. Swahili is complicated too, though, because it's not the same everywhere you go. So we're going to have to look into that as well. Part of why we're going to work with this missionary, as I mentioned a moment ago, is he's very, very good with language.
Yes, he is.
You know, when you get a good base on how to learn languages, it becomes easier down the road when you need to learn more. You know, before our ministry is over, we may speak six or eight languages. It depends on how we end up doing it. Now, fluency is a very broad spectrum term, but we'll probably be familiar with many languages.
Yeah. Of course, in Uganda, English is the official language,
yes.
But when I was there, I couldn't understand anything they were saying to me in English.
Well, yes, and even if English is a language they speak, that doesn't mean that everybody's understanding everything you're saying.
Sure.
Most Africans speak three or four languages.
Yes.
You know, and they may be more dominant in a different language that's not English. So when you're over there, just knowing English may not be good enough. When you're on the mission field, translators also are a difficult thing to try to deal with. There's a lot of nuance and complications that come with that as well.
Yeah, when we were in the Congo, they were in our church. We would sing any given Sunday in four or five different languages,
just the song service. Yeah.
And then educated people spoke good French, but a lot of people hadn't been to school and they spoke the tribal language. And so it was switching back and forth, and everybody does it, and no one thinks anything about it. You just have to find the predominant language. In our case, we spoke Kikongo, and that's one of the five major languages there. Well, anyway, let's end today by asking you all again to pray for Noah and Catherine Bake and their family as they go serve the Lord in Africa.
You've been listening to Moments for Missions. For further information, please write to BIMI, P.O. Box 9, Harrison, Tennessee 37341, or call us at 423-344-5050, or you can visit us online at www.bimi.org. Until next time, may the Lord richly bless you.